Hello, it's the 31st of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A fall in residential burglaries across Bedfordshire has resulted in disagreement regarding the reason for the decline. Festus Akinbusoi, Bedfordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner, differs with the opinion that the reduction is only due to COVID-related factors. Instead, he believes that the extra work involved in targeted policing has been the main driver, pointing out that burglaries were decreasing prior to lockdowns because of an increase in the detection and solve rates. He proved the example that in late December, officers discovered that the same group of three people had committed 14 Bedfordshire burglaries. He applauded the hard work of scene of crime officers who are tasked with visiting and investigating all burglaries. £10,000 is the amount that Ampthill Rugby Club is hoping to raise to support the victims of the volcanic eruption and tsunami affecting the small Pacific islands of Tonga. Donations will be raised through upcoming fundraising events and a GoFundMe page. Public transportation passengers are complaining that a lack of clear communication regarding revised bus schedules is causing an increase in workplace lateness. They also point to buses operating at capacity, unable to take on additional riders at stops. The bus companies are blaming COVID for staff shortages and are pledging to improve communications as well as adding additional double-decker buses to affected routes. Specific properties on Bedford's High Street are due for an upgrade as part of the Council's High Street Heritage Action Zone project. The facade restoration currently underway at 19 to 21 High Street is only one of many currently in the pipeline. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.